League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, where he'll join us at 9. And then Charlie Polillo takes you into the afternoon right here on ESPN 97.5. What a good weekend. Rockets win. Make it a series again. Play game 4 tonight. That's going to be good. This is it. The series, the season, depending on tonight. They lose tonight, and this series is all but over. They got to win tonight. Astros go to Mexico. Slap that ass. Okay? Take care of that business. And, do you want to talk about crushing the ball? Holy crap. That's all you need is some Angels pitching. Look at the difference.
No, the hitting got a lot better, didn't it?
You think? And then trash-ass Game of Thrones. That was the worst. You know what? Just trash. There's a reason Lord of the Rings won all the Oscars. And it was just dominated the scene. It's because it was a great story as opposed to this. That wasn't even, the story wasn't even finished. And they started filming and they made all these seasons. And then they said, oh, what are we going to do? I don't know. Let's just throw some together.
Historical, iconic love stories and unrequited love and broken heartedness.
What love stories?
Let's see.
Brienne and Jamie. Yeah, after he had sex twice, he goes, "Oh, I'm going back to my sister to have sex with her."
No, let's see. What? Jorah, hold on, kids. This is not the day to be listening. Yeah, unrequited love. Jorah and
You mean the one
dragon
that
queen?
And she said, "Yeah, I would love you, but I don't."
Yeah,
that's a great love story.
Unrequited love. Yeah.
Yeah, there's love.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's basically a lot like it's in the same realm of something you'd see with Shakespeare.
Let me ask you something. If you're flying around at 100 feet in the air, you think you could see for miles and miles? Yeah. You think you might see a ship coming at a whole fleet of ships coming at you? I don't know. Oh, but there were cliffs right in front of them so nobody could see. Well, then how did the arrows shoot them? You got to have line of sight. And the dragons can't see, but they can? What the bleep. What a crap. I mean, what a trash show.
Del, get your mans.
That's it. It is. It's trash.
He agrees
with
you.
I'm sorry about it. He does agree with it. No, he's been defending that crap for weeks now. And hey, George R. Martin, before you get all your money, how about finish the books?
Yeah.
How about finish writing?
This is what happens when you leave it in the hands of people that don't know what they're
doing. Of Hollywood.
What do we do now?
I don't know. I don't know what we do now. Whatever.
You didn't feel bad for Grey Worm?
No, I don't care. No, I don't feel. Because
no one feels
I'll tell
bad
you
why. For Grey Worm.
Because I'll tell you why. Because all those giant arrows and all those archers could have killed those 12 people.
That's the thing that bothered me the most. I told my wife, I said, well, I guess there's just rules to the game back then, because the way I saw it, those giant arrows that slaughtered ships, I said, the way I saw it, The last dragon and all the Unsullied and everybody in the whole show were
done.
Right
there.
I'm sorry. Like I said on Twitter, like, we haven't seen this in every medieval times war movie ever, where they have some type of conference where everyone says, hey, we're not going to kill anybody.
I know.
It happens all the time.
No.
It happens all the time.
No, they come out and meet in the middle, but they've got both sides and you know have what? Their entire
does
army.
Follow the rules.
Oh, yes,
Dale.
She does.
Yeah,
no, she does.
Cersei never breaks a promise.
And
right.
And I brought up yesterday, remember when they met at the Dragon Pit? Did she set a trap to kill anyone there either? So apparently, at meetings, she doesn't kill people.
You know why? Because
why?
The entire armies were outside her walls. She would have been slaughtered. But here, there were no armies anywhere except the 12 people there. Nothing.
She's honorable.
I'm not sure.
And she,
I'm
oh,
not
she
sure.
make a promise she was going to go to the north?
I'm not sure why this is such a leap when every time one of these things happened, how come John didn't bring an archer to shoot Ramsey in the face when they were meeting? Why didn't Ramsey do it to John? Why didn't Ramsey have someone hiding to shoot John? These things always happen.
We're hiding. They met out in the middle.
And you don't even need to hide. Why didn't John have a guy with a crossbow to shoot Ramsey before he turned around and ran away? Why didn't they do that?
No,
because they always do this.
Hold on. You're talking about Cersei. Cersei who doesn't keep any promises.
My point is...
More nerd fights.
No. The Ramsey, point is Ramsey doesn't keep any
I'm
promises.
I'm sorry. Is Ramsey honorable?
Yes, very honorable.
How so? No.
The point, yes. Ramsey will fight you straight on. Yes. Cersei
I'm pretty sure.
Ramsey's a weasel.
Ramsey would have fought you straight on, though. Let's go.
No, he didn't because he didn't.
Hell, he didn't.
He never joined the fight.
What are you talking about? When he was on a hill. When she was trying to save Theon, he went down there and said, "Ooh, what a good night."
Well, because he was outnumbered, but he didn't fight in the actual battle when John was there with him, did he?
No.
He sat on a hill.
He's
not going to fight if he doesn't have a clear advantage, John. That's not what he is.
That's Ramsay does.
Oh, no. He came down after just having his girlfriend Ramsay's said, this is a great night.
Ramsay's a T-shirt fan.
No. He likes to wait
until you're a one seed.
It was so good, and then it got so bad.
You don't even know what made it good.
Yeah, I do know what made it good. Storylines, great dialogue.
Which storylines were you fans of?
All of them.
Daniel spent a whole lot of time in Bravos, and everyone hated that storyline.
I didn't hate it.
Well, a lot of people did.
Well, I didn't. What the hell? Don't tell me. I don't know what a storyline is.
I said which storyline. I didn't say you didn't know what it was.
I know what. Okay.
Which ones were you fans of? All of them.
There was nothing in the show that was not good
leading up until season 7?
Well-developed, great storylines, great characters. I mean, all of it. And then they just went, whatever. We'll just throw here. Try to believe this. Nah, not gonna. Nope. It's just a bunch of trash. That's right. Your show's trash.
Lord
of the Rings dominates once again.
Well, it's odd for a person who doesn't like a show to tune in every week.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem.
The last 2 weeks, tuning in has been difficult.
I'm sure it has been very difficult. You will tune in next week, won't you? And the week after.
Yeah, because I got to see this
Why?
To the end.
It's a trash show.
I put 8 years into it.
It's a trash show, John. Why would you watch it?
It is trash. You know what, though?
You know, the Astros are trash for a long time, and did you put in the 3 years when they were terrible, too?
The only thing that was missing... when the two fleets were coming and these giant arrows were shooting, was Fonzie jumping over a shark.
Okay? Oh, that's heartbreaking to say that show jumped
That's what
a
they
shark.
Needed.
Not
Fonzie
for me.
Jumping over a shark right there.
You know, there have been other moments where the suspension of disbelief hasn't really been great.
You mean when a 105-pound woman is steering a thing the size of a 747? You think you had to suspend disbelief when that happened? You mean when she's steering with the horns of a dragon with only her leather gloves to hold on to?
Yeah, no.
We've decided, you know, that physically is okay. But you know them sneaking behind cliffs?
I got such great core strength. I'm just going to hang on here on this horn as I'm flying around at 170 miles an hour.
You know, we believe, you know, a believe woman that. Steering a 747 was something we could get behind. But you know, those ships sneaking behind cliffs.
No one can steer a 747.
Not on the back of it, John.
Really?
Like a dragon.
It's called a pilot.
Oh, really? I said the size of a 747.
I don't know if you saw the Kentucky Derby, but guess what? That's exactly what happened.
I just got a text from Raheel. Says, LOLOLOL, what a nerd off.
He started it. I didn't even care. The point is, she's steering on the back. So someone could steer
a
747 on the back of it. A horse is not the size of a...
Little people. And by the way, if you cheat... guess what happens?
That was such bull crap.
The rules. See, you never like replaying anything. The rules are the rules, Lance.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Let's take a guy who was, you couldn't, the horse just went a little right against another horse that didn't even factor in. He cut off the horse that wasn't even a factor.
Well, D4 was offside.
Tiny guy.
D4 lined up offsides, didn't factor into the play, but they threw
flag. Right. That's right. They shouldn't have.
You think they shouldn't have thrown a flag?
Nope. Not if I had action on them.
All right, then. So let's be clear. You don't care about horse racing, so you don't have a problem with
it. I cared about that result.
Oh, well.
I cared about that result. I got to see numbers go from positive to negative in a phone.
Well,
got to see that.
Much like the rest
look at this. They just changed the wrong direction.
Much like John's impromptu invite to the Rockets game, I don't care about your bank account either. Wow.
Did you see this? I didn't see it, but look, there's a Starbucks cup in the middle of one of the scenes. And when Tormund is telling him what a great
No, there's not.
Yes, there is. There's a Starbucks cup right on the table by Daenerys. Watch. Here it comes, and right here. Starbucks.
That can't be Starbucks.
Starbucks. Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, John is right. Sad. You're not wrong, John Granado. Thank you.
Please. You guys just don't like love stories. Yeah. You just want a bunch of White Walkers and fire and all that. You don't like the fact that love is part of the story, too. And has been an underlying motif and theme in it throughout. Mm. Even my cold wife was like, this is terrible. Yeah. Like, what about all these love stories? Who cares? I just want a bunch of dragons flying around shooting fire on stuff.
Yeah, when your fantasy show turns into a rom-com, thanks. It's, thank you.
It was a rom-com.
It's not, the whole thing started, poorly written.
The whole show started from a rom-com when Lyanna Stark was stolen by Rhaegar. The whole thing's been a rom-com since the start. I don't know if you know this. George Martin's a huge nerd, so of course he's going to write a rom-com into it. I don't know what you guys have been paying attention to. The whole thing has been about romance.
No, it's not about that. It's about how it's about how the story has just turned crap. And while you have to suspend belief in a lot of things, not basic common sense, you wouldn't.
Which, okay. I wouldn't... Basic common sense tells you a 105-pound person can't steer something the size of a 747.
Yes, you can.
Okay. Ooh, how? Holding on to the horns of a dragon?
It's because she can telepathically speak to the dragons because they're her kids.
I'm not saying
she does this, a little bit of this, and the dragon knows which way to go.
I'm saying literally hold on while it's maneuvering in the air.
That's the one thing that you get out of this, that you can't steer a dragon?
Yeah, exactly.
Rockets won.
That's the point.
Held
Rockets
on in overtime.
Run game three.
Whoa. Game three, held on in overtime as the nerd off continued.
Mm-hmm.
Steve said, morning, Lord of the Rings lover. Mm-hmm. Nerd, 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 nerd.
The whole
nerd,
point of this
nerd,
was
nerd.
John to jump on and talk about how his nerdy movie is better than the nerdy show he watched.
My nerdy show is better than your
he
nerdy
goes, what
show.
A great weekend. Rockets win. Astros smack that ass. He
couldn't
that.
Wait.
And also, Game of Thrones is terrible. That was what he was waiting to do.
Yep. So it was a 2/3 of the weekend was awesome. And then, and the Kentucky Derby, that was interesting. We'll talk about that. There's some good sound from it. A lot of people in the horse racing industry are torn on this whole deal. Although I did hear Jerry Bailey this morning, former jockey, and he said, no, you got to have this stuff. Because if he did bump that horse and those horses fall, you could have a tragedy.
So here's what I thought. First of all, the longer it went on, the more I realized it was gonna change.
Yeah.
Because I've been to tracks. I used to go quite a bit when I was younger in New Orleans to Jefferson Downs. And anytime you have a steward's inquiry, if it's
that
not
wasn't a
stick,
steward's inquiry, though.
Well, what was it?
No, it was the horseman, the jockey. It was a jockey that called a foul.
Yeah, it's the same thing, though. Anytime you have a review of the race is what I'm talking about, because it's always been steward's inquiry, or at least that's what I've considered it when I've been at tracks. And if it's not, a violation, if they're not going to overturn it, it comes back pretty quick. Now, I understood. I was like, well, this is the Kentucky Derby. But then I heard one of the guys when they were interviewing, one of the guys said, if this were any other race, that result comes down. Meaning, I guess in horse racing, that's a clear-cut violation.
Well, and some said that, but some others said no.
I honestly needed, what was the horse's name? Maximum Security. I kind of needed that for a fantasy league I'm in. Fantasy mm-hmm. horse league I'm in.
Yeah.
So I was really hoping that would get in.
A fantasy really horse league?
Yeah. It's a fantasy Kentucky Derby league.
You and Fred, it's two-man horse. It's a two-man fantasy deal?
Yeah. It was a one-day
fantasy horse deal.
Yeah, it was a fantasy horse league.
You mean you had a bet on it?
You mean Fred was in it too? Why are you fake?
Yeah.
You ranted for 2 days about your love of poker. Just tell people you bet on horses.
Yeah.
So anyway...
his wife's listening.
So anyway, no.
Oops.
No. So anyway, as I'm sitting there, knowing that this is about to, something horrible could happen, I do realize, I mean, that horse did cut the horse off next to him. And this was not about how he pushed the outside horse out or whatever. Because at first on the broadcast, they were like, I don't see enough there. I don't see enough there. I don't see enough there. And then I guess there was some angle... I know the angle they're talking about, but at some point the narrative started changing. And I don't, because at first I just don't see enough there. And I think it's, you know what I think they were looking for? They were looking for a hand. They were looking for physical contact from the jockey to jockey, horse to horse. And then when they realized it was, this was about cutting off another horse, yeah, not about how far they're, because they kept saying, I just didn't see the horse get pushed sideways or whatever. Once they realized this was about one horse cutting off another horse and it could potentially be dangerous, that's when I think everything started to change. And that's when the goody two-shoes of horse racing ended up taking down a great performance from Maximum Security, who I feel like it should have just been no betted across the board and all tickets refunded. What? Is the way I would have done it.
That's how you would have done it. Said, what about those people that had...
I would have said, no action!
What about like those people that had, whatever, 35 this, to 1?
Yeah, because that was a second-place horse. It didn't even come, didn't finish first.
It looked like it finished first to me.
Was it because ever going to beat the? Was it ever going to beat the one horse? No.
The other horse didn't cheat. It would have.
Yeah. How about not cheating?
No.
Actually,
the only horse that cut off was the one that didn't win
it
anyway.
It really didn't.
It didn't factor. That horse never really beat the other
factor.
Horse.
Didn't really factor.
You cheated. You don't deserve to win.
Yay! Second place wins. Congratulations on your title, Saints.
What? No. The Saints weren't even second place.
They're second place in the NFC, and they probably would have beat the Patriots.
Yeah, that's a fact.
The team who couldn't figure out to run the football.
If it wasn't for the hamstring.
Or was it
they had a hamstring injury.
Or was
injury.
It because Drew Brees missed a wide open Michael Thomas?
Drew Brees pulled a hamstring and
threw the ball into the dirt instead of, you know, throwing a simple 5-yard slant that could have gone for a touchdown.
If Drew wouldn't have, it wasn't a good play. Well, if Drew wouldn't have got hurt.
I'll tell you what, we'll hear from the owner of, I wonder which way the owner of Maximum Security felt about this one.
I haven't heard what he said, but I'm guessing he said this. You know what? What's right is right. I'm just glad they got it right.
I'm pretty sure that's what he said this morning on the Today Show. Let's take a break. 713-780-3776. If you hate Game of Thrones, you can call in at 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.
As it stands this morning, are you planning to either appeal or file legal action? Where are you on that issue?
We are going to file an appeal today with the State Racing Commission. Right after the race, I had the trainer call the stewards and very nicely ask them if they would be willing to visit with us after the races were over. We said, we'll stay here till 11, 12 o'clock at night, whatever you want. And they said, absolutely not. We won't be showing the films until Thursday. So we didn't really have any alternative legally other than the appeal has to be filed within 48 hours.
Gary,
so we'll be filing that today.
Apparently, Maximum Security will not run in the Preakness either way. They said that, and actually it is going to be difficult for, who won, something house?
Yeah.
Uncontrollable house.
I don't care. Some
kids
loser.
Who don't eat spaghetti in the house.
Some loser who was a second place
What
horse.
Was the house? What was it? What's the house name? Anybody know? Nobody knows.
House Lannister.
Not House Lannister. It was something house.
It was Country House.
Country House. Country House may not run in the Preakness either. So congratulations to horse racing. You're one day, you screwed it all up. It's like, guess who wrote it? Hollywood. That's right.
Actually, they would have had Maximum whatever win, so it can continue. That's not what Hollywood would have done.
So Maximum Security might not have won, might not have raced in the Preakness either way.
Well, that's great for horse racing to have their best chance of winning, you know, the Triple Crown to be a horse that can't recover. That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
The horse takes longer to recover after hard races. So no matter what would have happened, there wouldn't have been a Triple Crown winner.
More than likely not. I mean, there wasn't one for like 1,000 years, and then all of a sudden we had two of them in back-to-back years. Whatever. I don't know. It's horse racing. No one really cares. Except everyone that goes out to Sam Houston Race Park. Listen daily for Fred's picks right here on ESPN 97.5. So listen, here's the deal. Is our Rockets back in this thing, and you got game four tonight. So, man, the difference. You want to talk about the difference in the benches.
Man, that was a big difference.
You want to talk about Iman Shumpert being resurrected from the dead.
So...
Yeah,
I know we got.
Can I ask you a question though? Can I ask you a question before we get into this? Do you think that the Night King maybe died right here, because all that's left are his shoes that are sitting right next to me here? Here's the Night King shoes right here, and
Night King wore Adidas.
And coincidentally, Lance doesn't have any shoes on.
Do the math on
but,
that.
But the Night King shoes, the Adidas Night King shoes, are sitting right here.
By the way, I had one of our listeners send. He said, hey, I just want you guys to know something. I'm going to do some math for you. He goes, there are 500 million people in the, or I think it was like 480 million people in the world, or 500 million or in the country, I should say.
In this country, yeah.
17 million saw that Game of Thrones episode. Let's do the math on what that comes out to. He goes, 3%. Mm-hmm. He goes, so you're doing a show for 3% of the... 3% of the population.
Well, then
good
you
job,
have,
guys.
Well, I would say to that gentleman, how many people are sports watchers and people who watch Game of Thrones? Because I don't think it's just 3% of our listeners.
I think it's probably 30%.
Yeah.
Because that's a much, much higher. Now, we're still playing to 3 out of 10. Probably not great.
Yes, he's probably right. The 4-year-olds probably weren't watching Game of Thrones if he's including the entire U.S. population.
Yeah, true. How many adults are there? 250?
Yeah. If you want to do math, let's be... Don't be disingenuous about the math.
But 4-year-olds listen to this show until you start using ugly words.
I'm not the one who said something about... That was one of you earlier.
By the way, Iman Shumpert doing what he did is as improbable as Arya jumping onto a Night King and killing him. It's the same probability. Oh, I'm sorry. He's going to hit how many in a row? 3 threes in a row? What is he flying? Yeah. Okay. Suspension of disbelief. I can't believe this show anymore. I can't believe the playoffs anymore.
Well, did he say, I can't believe this?
I can't believe this. I can't believe a show like...
He said the show.
Oh, I thought he said, I can't believe this ship anymore.
No. I can't believe this anymore. No, this anymore. A show like this where, are you kidding me, where somebody like Iman Shumpert makes 3 threes in a row?
They both
what
trained,
is this? Who wrote this?
They both trained all their lives, Lance. They both trained all their lives for that moment, Lance.
Who wrote this? Who wrote this? What? This fake... segment into here. This I can't believe this segment where Iman Shumpert hits 3 threes in a row. That's not believable.
No, but it did happen. But it, yeah, you have to suspend your disbelief.
The Rim King.
Yeah, but then he got back to being Iman Shumpert.
Well, he had an air ball.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he did throw that one.
He missed like, one. He missed the rim by at least.
And then immediately,
16
PJ,
inches.
Get back in there. PJ, get in there.
I know. Boy, thank God.
Hurry up.
He kind of saved him at that time when he hit those threes.
Okay. Where are you on this? Because I was a little pissy with, what's his name? The idiot on with Shannon Sharp. Anyway.
Skip?
James Harden didn't win that game. Steph lost it.
Skip Bayless got you? He tricked you into his role?
No, he had he had 18 million people. And yeah, he does. He tricks everybody.
Yes, he does.
I mean, he's got so many followers.
He was the original troll. I mean, he's the original troll.
So, but a lot of people did say that Steph lost. And Steph looked bad. The GIFs or GIFs or whatever they are.
Give me the guy, he missed what was a little bit of a difficult layup. And then the dunk, they were down five when he missed his dunk. It was embarrassing. That was, come on, the Rockets still would have had a 3-point lead and would have been extremely difficult to beat. Mathematically, that was a very difficult
game. No, the Rockets, I'll play them. I don't think that there's any question.
Steph didn't shoot. Steph shot it really poorly again. No one can tell me that finger isn't mattering, that his hand isn't mattering, the injury. And I know it's on an offhand, but that shooting has been so bad the whole series. He just doesn't miss open shots like that. Klay was missing some too. This is what, I mean, you got to take advantage just like the Rockets did. They could have had one, game one, too. It's over, so you can't really complain about it. But I figured they'd win game three, and then game four, this is the way I looked at it. They'll win game three, and in game four, the Golden State Warriors are going to come out on fire, and you have to withstand their knockout blow. And if you do, and you win that game, I think this is going to be a series that you can win.
All right.
It's a three-game series.
On the other side. We will talk about that. We got Rockets basketball. If you've got anything to add, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776 right here on ESPN 97.5.
Felt like we were focused before the game, and look, for the game we had 8 turnovers, so it was not a careless game at all. It's just the playoffs bring a different level of force, especially against a great team, and they're on their home floor, as I mentioned, down 0-2. They're fighting for their season, so I didn't think we played poorly at all. We played with a lack of force. That's probably the best word. They played with force. They brought the fight to us. And even though we had our moments and we played hard at times, I didn't think we brought the desperation that we needed. And they deserved to win.
I think that's pretty accurate. I thought, man, KD was awesome. Steph ain't himself. Clay, he's being outplayed. Eric Gordon is outplaying him. Truth be told, the Rockets should be up 2-1 in this series. They should be up 2-1 in this series. They gag game one. If they don't throw that game away, they're up 2-1. And it's not like they've been outplaying Golden State. This has been Golden State has played pretty damn well. This is a hard fought series. Rockets win tonight. Telling is this, that the Rockets were, and this makes sense though. The Rockets were 3.5-point favorites in Game 3. They're only 1.5-point favorites tonight. That was a must-win game for the Rockets the other night.
Yeah.
This, not nearly as much as that. You go down 3-0 and it's over. But, you got to bring... I tell you, the play of the night to me was P.J. Tucker underneath. Goes up, block, gets the ball back, goes up, block, goes back up, missed. And puts it in.
Yeah.
And then
got fouled.
Yeah, and got fouled. And, that was the kind of tenacity.
PJ had some winning. He made some winning plays. It doesn't look like it in the box score. He made winning plays.
And how about that they actually did? They put bodies. Chris Paul actually put a body on somebody. I mean, their lack of intensity in game two was how nobody, it didn't seem like they not one, all of those offensive rebounds that they looked like they weren't even trying. They looked like they had that kind of tenacity. I know they're outsized. I mean, how long Looney is, how long KD is. It's difficult to grab rebounds, but not when you fight as hard as they did the other night. That was the kind of intensity you got to have every single night against this team. And they finally had it. And guess what? They won. So that's what they got to have that same intensity tonight.
But you have to make plays to beat the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
You have to have a guy like somebody off the bench. This time it was Shumpert magically. You had a big game from Eric Gordon, a big first half from Eric Gordon. I mean, you have to be able to point to several things to beat the Warriors. You got to say, boy, because KD at one point at the beginning of the third was just ridiculous mm-hmm. how good he was. But if you point and you said, okay, it was that play. PJ Tucker was huge. Mont Shumpert hitting his threes. Eric Gordon's run. James Harden at the end of the game. Chris Paul not really making a ton of mistakes after or getting to touch the ball in the overtime period after he was so bad the last 2 minutes of the game. I don't. What is happening with Chris Paul not making plays?
It's inexplicable.
And throwing the ball away. Just dumb throwaways. Why is he playing so tight? And why are the Rockets at the end? I mean, it happened again. We glossed over it. You and I are watching the game together. They got super tight in the last 3 minutes, yeah. And it's dribble, 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 shot clock, shot clock, shot clock, shot clock. Get it up. Do something.
Well, no.
Stop, guys.
Well, actually, no. I think they went around for Chris Paul so long, the last couple of possessions of regulation, they went to Chris Paul, and he drives the lane, and he gets it taken away, and jump ball, and oh, my God.
But don't take it that far.
Don't take
your little pull-up, and then hit the little mid-range.
We're trying to teach Chris Paul how to play basketball, which is awesome.
Yeah, well, if he listened.
But I know, if he just listened to us, then everything would be just fine. But Yeah, they've got to play with that kind of intensity tonight. I mean, you can't go back to game two. You got to do the same thing that you did, and they can win this thing. They absolutely can win this thing. Tonight is the game of the series. This is what you played all year long for, was tonight's game. So let's see if they can't get this job done tonight. And, well, apparently Daniel House died. So
no, he's still there. I saw him on the bench.
No, you didn't. No one saw him on the bench.
Yeah, he was there.
No, he died.
No, he was there. And Fareed is there, too. I saw them both.
No, Fareed is alive?
Fareed is dead, yeah. Oh, no, I think Fareed is
Man,
dead.
Those two guys. I mean, I know you got something out of Shumpert. Hey. Do you believe? Okay, under, over.
He went nine deep. This is what happens when you have a deep bench, I guess.
Under, over, 5.5 points for Iman Shumpert tonight.
Oh, fire the house on under. There's no chance he gets more than this. Is his game? That was his game.
That was his game.
But just think about this. That's the scary part.
No, but now he plays a bunch.
I am actually very shocked that Iman Shumpert's in, except that he defends. But it still seems so crazy to me that it almost seems random that Shumpert is earning this playing time. Shumpert, and I would have never guessed that non-offensive players. Well, so Nene can't handle switches, and yet he's still getting the minutes ahead of Fareed.
Well, then, I will say this. Nene is giving you some good minutes in the series.
He is.
Good minutes.
It's just that the switch usually is going to isolate him in a negative way. You're not getting great play from Clint Capella. Nene, I've been surprised, has not been targeted more on the switch off one-on-one ISO stuff. And then Iman Shumpert.
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. We got to make sure you text Jeff Van Gundy. He's going to join us at 8 o'clock. Dell, right here on ESPN 97.5. Did you hear me? No, he's not listening. Oh, you did. Okay. He's going to be joining us.
But seriously, how is Shumpert and Fareed? I just don't understand how Shumpert and Fareed are playing. I mean, Shumpert and Nene. So the rotation is Shumpert and Nene off the bench. Shumpert and Nene.
Gerald Green.
Crazy Gerald. And we're missing one more. Austin Rivers.
Austin, yeah.
So Austin, you would expect. I honestly thought Gerald Green's minutes were going to be cut. I thought with all things included, once you add Austin Rivers as the third guard, I figured, okay, well, you'll have Fareed will be playing. This going into the playoffs, I thought, all right, Austin Rivers, Kenneth Fareed, and then Gerald Green / Daniel House will have to fight for the other minutes. You know, and maybe you'll get a couple straggler minutes. I've been very – and at first, Daniel House was getting some minutes in the series. I've been very surprised that Nene has got – because Nene was not much of a factor during the season. Not like he had been the year before.
No.
So I didn't see this coming at all.
Well, Fareed took those minutes, and Daniel House took Gerald Green's minutes. And now it's just the opposite.
Yeah, I'm just very surprised that Mike D'Antoni has had so much confidence in Nene. I just don't – whatever it takes to win, it takes to win. That's fine. I don't want them to just give up on Fareed because his energy and ability to get, honestly, the minutes that Fareed should be getting are probably P.J. Tucker's. And I know the idea is you just don't take P.J. Tucker off the court. But when P.J. Tucker comes off the court, give me an energy guy who has a little toughness like Fareed. That's who I get Nene, and I guess I get Nene and Clint Capella. But when P.J. Tucker comes off, man, bring Manimo in. Let's get some minutes for him.
I think you're going smaller with Austin Rivers for the most part.
Yeah, and I guess I get that.
Yeah, so that's been. And here's another thing: is when Eric Gordon is as hot as he is, you know, he didn't touch the ball in the third quarter.
I know,
until like 4 minutes to go in the quarter or whatever it was. But my goodness, when the dude is hot, and they, you know, hey, Chris Paul after the game, we have more confidence in Eric Gordon than he does in himself. Well, then get him the damn ball. You guys got to get him the ball more. Let him shoot. When he's shooting like that, when he's lighting it up, the way he's played in the second half, he absolutely should be taking almost as many shots as James. He absolutely, you've got to find a way. Now, make sure that it's all catch and shoot, because dude is deadly. But if he has to dribble and move to the side, he is catch and shoot, dude. He is the epitome of catch and shoot. But he's been lights out. When things are going crappy, and quite frankly, again in the second quarter, hey, when James was out with the eye in game two, and when James sat in game three in his second quarter, they start to look good again. They start to look decent again. And then James will come in and stop the ball, and Charles and Kenny will complain about it at halftime. That's Rockets basketball. That's all we can do about it. But I'm going to tell you that sometimes they do. When they're moving the ball, when Chris Paul does get to run the offense,
yeah,
it sometimes it actually looks like a decent, well-conceived offense as opposed to just dribble, dribble, dribble off top. I'm done complaining about dribble, dribble, dribble off top. No, I'm not. Because, damn it, they won and they're winning tonight. I'm giving the 1.5. You guys can take the 1.5 all you want.
No.
Okay? If you want to be, you know, your little Warriors come out to play guy, that's fine.
Yeah, no, that means that's what Cyrus said when he's clinking the bottles together. Because he wanted them to come out so that he could kill them.
So you think,
I want the Rockets to kill the Warriors.
Oh, that's what you
figuratively
want. It doesn't sound like it with the way you say it. I could see the way Cyrus says it, but the way you say it doesn't sound
actually,
like
Cyrus.
Come out to play!
It doesn't sound like you want to kill them. It sounds actually, like you want to do something else.
Cyrus was the guy who was was the leader of the gangs. That was that wasn't Cyrus. Cyrus is the one who said, "Can you dig it?"
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't remember what the name of the guy. Tom? No. I can't remember what his name was.
I can't remember either. I can't remember who you are either when you say stuff like this.
Warriors, come out to play, yeah.
That doesn't sound like you want to kill them.
Yeah, it does.
You kind with kindness, maybe.
Yeah.
You're going to try and kill them with kindness?
I'm taking back Twitter. We're going to make Twitter a nice place. And this is where it starts, like things like saying kind things like that. Hey, Warriors, great series. I'm sorry if we beat you, but you're a deserving team, and I think you did a great job for all those years that you were such a great dynasty. And I wish you guys continued success against the Rock, except against the Rockets. There.
That's See? What you...
Yeah. Yay. See?
There he is.
Warriors, come out to play.
Who came up with the concept of the bottles, I wonder? I had to... Like, somebody had to pull that from somewhere in their history.
Right.
Like, when a kid, somebody did this clinking, and scared yeah. everybody when they were hiding or playing yeah. a hide-and-go-seek game or something.
It could have been in a...
The clinking of the bottles, the yeah. three fingers with the bottles on each one.
It could have been a key grip. You don't know who came up with that.
Yeah, somebody said, we used to do something that was super scary. This one kid in the neighborhood would do this when he was... Somebody had yeah. something that happened to him at some yeah. point. Because I'd never seen that before or since.
Yeah.
Which person in your history came up with this?
Warriors, come out
him.
To play!
Him right there.
Four hymns.
That was my uplifting version, like a musical version.
Four hymns is what came up with it. That's what it sounds like. Fourhymns.com. Sexual performance issues are more common than you think. 1 in 4 guys suffer from ED, but it can be treated. Over 25% of new ED cases are guys under 40. So it's not like, you're a 60-year-old, guess what? But if you're a 60-year-old and you're having problems, guess what, though? It's not just because of your age. ED problems are something that happen and happen all the time. And you know what? I don't want to say it's natural, but it happens. And but you know what? You can do something about it. Here's the deal. Is there's a lot of online sketchy marketplaces. 4hymns provides convenient access to U.S. doctors online, real medicine dispensed from American pharmacies. Now, it's the generic equivalent, so it's going to be less. And this first month is just $5. When you get started for just $5 while supplies last, subject to doctor approval, see website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds and hundreds of dollars if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. So go to 4hymns.com/John5. 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 No more awkward in-person doctor visits or long pharmacy lines or pharmacy bills that you go, what? How much is that? Save hours by going to 4hymns.com/John5. Being your best means performing your best. 4hymns.com/John5.
ESPN 97.5.
He has a green light, shooting, and he had a lot of them that he missed that were wide open. That should have went in, so. He has the green light. continue to be aggressive, continue to shoot. And like I said, when he's in that mindset and aggressive in attack mode, good things happen for himself and for our team.
There's James right here on ESPN 97.5. Man, I'll tell you what, this is it. This is the whole season tonight. This can turn everything. Still, you guys still got to go to Golden State, but you've played well enough at Golden State to beat them. There's no reason that you cannot win a game at Golden State. You should have won one of the first two, and you had a chance in game two as well, as crappy as you played. So this tonight, you got to hold home court. You do that, and we got us a series. We got us a series in the other series as well. Things are going. This is the second round of the NBA playoffs have finally started.
Embiid is so classic. I'm getting to where I don't like Embiid. He's just so much. Everything is about him. Just everything. He had an incredible game three. An absolutely incredible game three. You know, blocking shots, rebounding. His defense was stellar. Just everything about his game was just incredible. And then he was sick, and it became this like, I texted my coach at 6 a.m., just let him know, I don't think I can go. I'm sick, but it's still on me. But
Well, he went to the hospital, Lance, and got an IV.
I know. And look, not everyone's going to be Jordan with hitting 38 on and ruining an entire state with a flu. Or actually, we found out later, it was food poisoning because somehow his food magically got poisoned in Utah.
Well, I don't know.
Never would have guessed that would have happened.
Kawhi looked a lot like Jordan yesterday.
Yeah, Kawhi is playing Jordan.
He's playing Jordan.
Yeah, he's putting Jordan numbers out.
Boy, he looks good. Wow.
And they that's why I felt this whole time that Toronto was going to get out because Kawhi's a guy who won't let them choke. And then all of a sudden they were down 2-1. Now it's 2-2. And I feel like the temperamental Philadelphia 76ers could fall apart here. To be honest with you, over the last three, this is where I think they're more talented than Toronto. But you got Kawhi, who is legitimately a killer, taking on the Philadelphia and the merry band of millennials. I just don't know what this is. Truth be told, every player in the league is a millennial. But they just are the more sensitive. The Philadelphia 76ers are a little more sensitive. And I just feel like when it gets tight, I don't know what's going to happen.
Do you think Embiid was tired because he was doing that Jason Terry airplane thing down the court
after his game?
Maybe. See, the thing, I don't know. I know the Philadelphia Sixers haven't been there at this point very much. They got knocked out by Boston in five games last year in this round. It's a series. I mean, if you can dunk and you can do the windmill thing and you can fly down the court, if it was like a regular season game, you don't have to see this team again. You have to play them again in 2 nights.
It's not a sprint. I mean, these are marathons.
In a series, the momentum changes by the next game.
It changes so fast. The whole thing, I mean, literally one game changes. Everyone's opinion and narrative is now, well. I mean, it went from being here's the Sixers, and now it's, oh, boy, they came back and won one at your place. And so now everything's flipping back the other way, which it is. Home court's now back in Toronto's favor. So I don't know. I just don't feel like Philadelphia is mature enough to handle the length of a long series. I think Dell hit it right. I mean, there's a mental toughness and a consistency that you have to win at the highest level. And I just don't think Philadelphia has it. I know they got the talent, but I just don't see the same level of consistency. I mean, and I shouldn't blame a guy being sick. Yeah, like, that's not his fault that he was sick and Embiid didn't play well. And it's easy to tell people who are sick, you just need to step up and play better. Jordan did it. Like, that's not really fair. So I'm trying to fight against that. But, I mean, you do have to show up. You do have to show up at least more than he did. He didn't show up at all. So if we're going to make this a thing, then just, I guess, I would much rather have him trying to play than not play. I don't know that we needed to know about the text message that Brown got. And, you know, I got a text. This is what it said. That's how my day got started off. Like, probably just, I don't know. I guess you have to text your coach and let him know what's going on. It sounds
well,
like
yeah,
something
you should tell him that you're in the hospital getting an IV. I think you should tell him. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess that's probably something you should do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
it's
know.
It's not a question of telling him. It's a question of announcing to the world how. I don't care one way or the other, but if we're having a discussion, Embiid, if you put up 30, you can tell the world, hey, I almost didn't play today.
Yeah.
When you score 11, it could be right.
That's probably not the lead.
It
sounds like an excuse.
I was really tired and sick. That's why I scored 11.
That just probably shouldn't have even come out.
I mean, look, I know I was energized enough to fly around the court in game 3, but I was really tired in game 4.
I was flying. Okay.
And I'm tired, so I couldn't play well.
Yeah. Hey, the dude was tired, okay? And he was sick. He got out of his deathbed to play a game, and you two don't appreciate him.
No, actually, I couldn't care less.
Well, that is death.
You're right. You're dead on. I don't appreciate it.
The only thing you care about is Miami football.
In the four games against Philadelphia, Kawhi Leonard.
That too.
Here's what Kawhi Leonard's done. 45, 11, and 2 assists. 35, 7, and 6 assists. This just looks like a James Harden, just a regular game. 33,
4,
and
3. Hold on.
Snooze.
I heard from Mark Jackson that he's a Hall of Famer. Okay, so Joel Embiid.
Well, I'm talking about Kawhi right now.
All right.
39, yeah. Yeah,
we got Jeff Van Gundy coming on next segment.
We've got to, we finally have to say it. If he is not considered up there with the all-time greats, it's a travesty and a crime. Like, hold on! Pump your brakes! Pump your brakes! Pump your brakes, Mark Jackson! God, thank God he got fired up.
Well,
he was speaking for me.
We'll talk to him about that on the other side.
But his 152 points, 36 boards, 16 assists, according to stats, Leonard's the first player with 150, 30, and 15 through 4 playoff games since Michael Jordan in 93. I don't see how that's legitimately... I guess it's the rebound totals, because this does feel like something James does on a regular basis. 45, 35, 33, 39, but that's 4 games. That's a lot of points in 4 games. But the rebounds, 14 and 11, that was something James might have done when he was going for the triple doubles, but not in the playoffs.
Yeah, right. All right, 755, ESPN 97.5. Jeff Van Gundy joins us on the other side. And a little bit later in the show, Laura Wilkinson is going to join us. Those of you that have been around a little while might remember Laura Wilkinson, gold medal winner in 2000 in diving from the Woodlands. Well, she trained up in those. She's from Houston and trained up in the Woodlands and went to the University of Texas. She's making a comeback, trying to go back to the Olympics at the age of 41. Mm. So we will talk to her about that. 9:30.
I wrote an article about her in the old Space City Sports.
Back in the day?
2000.
Yeah.
About her in Space City Sports. Chip Redd. Remember Chip and those guys that owned that little...
Yeah.
Yeah. I wrote about her in the Olympics then.
2000.
Yeah.
19 years later, she's trying to make a comeback.
I know.
How about that?
Well, I tell you who else is making a comeback. You are, if you choose people's trust. If you're trying to come back from some of your financial woes, and you say, man, what's the best way for me to get done what I need to get done. The first thing starts with a great bank. And People's Trust is more than a great bank. They are a credit union, meaning they have opportunities for you that the other guys aren't going to have. First of all, start off with a brand new checking account, and they're going to put $50 in your account. There's no strings attached. $50 in your bank account when you open a new bank account with People's Trust. If you get your car financed or refinanced with People's Trust, they'll throw another $200 in your bank account. So there you've got $200 more. And besides the money you're saving on your refinance, for example. And then let's say you are looking to be a first-time home buyer. They can actually finance 100%, meaning you don't have to put that 20% down to avoid the PMI insurance, your mortgage protection, basically. You don't have to have that. And that's something I've never even heard of this opportunity, but now they can finance 100% of your home, which makes it so much easier for first-time home buyers who don't have the equity to put 20% into a home. They are helping you do just that. Make sure that you go with my friends over at People's Trust. They are going to make you happy. And happiness is a choice, and you can choose happy anytime you want through People's Trust. Federally insured by the NCUA, and certain restrictions apply, but make sure that you take a look for your finance, refinance, for your banking needs. A ton of debt-free or fee-free ATMs across the city of Houston, and all of your banking can be done online if you choose, so that it's unbelievably convenient. It's People's Trust. That's peoplestrust.com. ChooseHappyHouston.com.
This is ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.